Stress from noise. How noisy is the room you're in now, we ask? Apart from my voice, what else can you hear, and how loud is it? It's not a well-known fact, but the impact of noise on health is potentially a significant problem across the UK. Research has reported that over 17.5 million Britons have been disturbed by people living in neighbouring properties in the last 2 years. Stress-related problems due to noise pollution is a growing and potentially significant problem. Results tell us that sound as an irritant needs to be considered in regard to health problems. Noise stress can result in increased depression, psychological disorders, migraines, and even emotional stress. Stressful noise depends on the type of sound, not necessarily its volume and decibel value. For example, you may love Mozart, but your neighbour may not. The family living next door may have a baby that cries half the night, thus keeping you awake and making you irritable for work the next day. We all know about that. Personally, I can't I can't concentrate in a noisy room, and I get irritated by irresponsible car horn blowers. That really does it for me. Sometimes it's just constant background noise that affects us. One of the most common to affect us is the sound of traffic, of course. Reports state that, that children in schools near busy roads tend to have a lower reading score and develop certain skills more slowly. This also follows for adult workplaces. Lack of concentration, fatigue, poor work performance have been attributed to exposure to constant and unpleasant noise. So are you feeling stressed? Could it be a problem with noise? Take a listen. What can you hear? Is it bird song or cars?